And then the guy's like, "Yeah, like one truck will be good, right?"
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, fool, like fucking 10 trucks come.
All right, think
this
about
was just in the fucking middle.
I was in the middle, like just recording
and
one
him.
Car.
There's a clip of it. I'll probably put it up right here.
It was just like one car. It. So I'm like, "Oh fuck, I don't need to worry about it." And then like he's drifting. The next thing you know, I hear another car fucking come
dude,
here.
Hell
like,
no!
I had like three cars coming at me at the same time.
You're about to get smacked,
shit.
Bro. Have you seen when people get smacked?
Yeah dude, they like crazy. Fold into like a
yeah,
fucking.
If the truck would have hit him, that truck would have been dented, fool. Do it.
Should we start every podcast like that?
That'll be weird. Welcome, guys. This is episode number...
Five.
Cinco.
Five. Are you sure it's five?
It's yeah. Five. We'll check.
All right, guys. Well, yeah, we got a lot of good stuff today. A lot of good stuff also with the podcast that we're not going to present today. But, like, the merch. Like, we're working on the designs, the clothing, like, the fucking material, the clothes. We're working with, like, some fucking, like, lawyer guy who's going to help us, like, register our shit.
You
caught
a case?
No face, no case.
Yeah, I don't do that shit, boo. Get the fuck out of here.
Or you some like TikTok or what? I mean, no, what is that? Musical.ly?
Musical.ly? It's kind of the same shit, right? Huh? TikTok and Musical.ly?
Nah, TikTok.
You were on Musical.ly, no? Doing those like weird videos?
Just kidding.
Nah. Well, yeah, we have all of that coming soon. We're building another brand. We have people hitting us up. Collabs coming soon. We are planning to soon like go to Colorado, Texas.
Arizona.
Dude,
Arizona.
Yeah,
stay on board.
Working on some collabs with some good TikTokers, artists too. We have someone who reached out to us. It's like, I don't want to talk a lot about it, but like,
just stick around. You guys definitely want to be around for this.
I'm pretty sure
you guys are new. Subscribe because we got some fire shit coming.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and rate us 5 stars on the podcast. But this person, I know they're watching this, so like, Saludos. Thanks for messaging us. Like, we're looking forward to it. We're excited.
True.
We have like shit planned.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
I don't feel chill.
Why do you even have a laptop in front of you?
Yeah, so like, I don't, why do you have a laptop in front of you?
Cause last time I got left out with the.
So
my
basically,
laptop.
Like, since we have a laptop, because that's on the audio, this is like you know whatever I put up here, and he didn't want to feel
me,
left out.
Just
so
for me,
he brought his laptop.
Yeah,
it's not even charged.
But then I didn't even get the Wi-Fi code, so I couldn't even use it.
Yeah, we're not gonna give it to you.
Yeah, so I won't just clock out.
You bought that laptop, but you don't even use it, huh?
Nah,
you were like, I'm gonna be working on it. Like, all this does is just go on YouTube.
I know, and watch Jake Paul Team 10 throwback videos.
You do watch Jake Paul, huh?
Nah.
That's fucking weird.
He probably watched his fight on pay per view in HD and like,
damn, huh? Pay
4K.
For it, like Team 10 merch and shit.
8K.
Hey, our merch is fucking badass,
dude. I know.
Well, the designs, we're making the designs on our own. Like, we're gonna get something that I can't say yet. Augusto Baba merch.
Yes, sir.
Some fucking cancel Keiko merch. Some clock out.
I'm gonna be rocking it. I'm gonna be rocking it.
Yeah,
sure.
I think when it comes out, like I'm not even gonna be wearing like Armani.
I'm not gonna take it off.
I know. Wait, I have a question.
Yeah, I'm gonna shower with. All right,
what's your question, bro?
Do they know why the what the reason?
I can't speak. Clock out.
I know. I am. Do they know how we came up with the name?
Augusto Papa.
I feel like I said it.
Augusto.
Yeah, I think
you
have. Because I don't think we
uploaded. There's like a fucking bat in here.
I don't think we uploaded that vlog.
Should we eat the bat?
I mean, that podcast. Should we eat the bat?
I guess touch on
I
it.
Guess. Like, so, basically, no, we did talk about it.
Yeah, we did talk about it.
Okay, fine.
That was that one time
he came up with the phrase, and then we just made it a thing. But yeah. it's not Augusto Papa. It's Augusto Papa. Augusto Papi.
Gotta add that
But yeah, we're working on a lot. Dude, literally, I feel like people think when we like work on the podcast, it's kind of like easy. But no, like I'm literally working like so fucking much.
Look, ya tiene cana.
Like hours, bro. I'm working hours. Like,
nah, that's a hair dye he didn't take off.
Oh yeah, you're so funny, fool. Show your hair.
Nah, I haven't got a haircut.
Exactly, you look like a fucking chango right now, fool.
Chango Leon,
probably.
Or like a fucking gorilla, King Kong. You like King Kong and Godzilla in one. Gecko Kong. Hey, you should.
No.
Alright. Oh yeah. What was I talking about?
I don't know. This was interrupted rudely.
I know. Fucking clock out, fool.
No.
Oh yeah. They fucking sent us some fucking candies and shit, dude. That shit's fucking good. First person is reach out to us and be like, "Hey, bro, like I have this shit. Like I'm gonna send it to you guys." He didn't even ask for a shout out, but like he just wanted to send it to us.
Yes,
unless
sir.
He knew, he was like, "Yeah, they're gonna give me a shout out." Just kidding.
I mean, he was smart about it.
Yeah,
so.
But like, first person to saw, I was like, "Fucking, you know, like
rim drip."
That's rim drip. This is fucking good. We were supposed to like kind of unboxed it here, but we couldn't wait, so we just fucking.
Yeah. They were good.
I'm not getting these ones no more because you fucking were licking your fingers and putting them back.
My hands are all over.
But you're weird. Like, when you get a candy, you get it like this, huh? Yeah, this will get you with the palm of his hand.
Nah, I didn't.
Hey, dude, food.
Chill out.
Fucking putting your saliva.
Baba.
It's like rim. It's like Baba drip now.
Hey, but talking about gummy worms. Whoa. Did you hear what happened with...
No shit. We had a whole ass TikTok about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I know you're going to talk about... good transition right there. Transition.
Hey, those transitions are...
You can call it back
hard.
In. You can call it. But yeah, there's like this beef going on. If you guys haven't heard about it, so...
Mr. Gummy Bear and...
why are you saying Mr. Gummy Bear? Well, yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard about that beef with the fucking candy. About how like... Let's just put the clip.
I know. We'll fill you guys in and then we'll see.
Well, yeah, like, should we show it first? And then
long story short, it was a collab that didn't happen.
And then they made out.
Yeah.
I mean, they made up.
Made up.
They made out.
Yeah, they made out too, probably.
In the back of the truck.
So basically, like, I guess, what I'm saying, this guy decided to collab who has, like, a candy company.
They made
not
a
Rim
feeling.
Drip. Rim Drip is staying out of trouble.
Yes, sir.
It's called Get My Candy. I guess they were working on the collab. So they made on the candies, and last minute, what I was like, nah, like, I don't agree to it, whatever.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, they were mad. Like, we made all these fucking gushers and. Fucking gummy bears, and you're gonna say no.
Just roll the clip.
Now the total loss is $20. No, just kidding.
But yeah, $5.
Well, this guy went after fucking Widow's neck hard, bro.
I know he cooked.
I got
them.
Mad,
he
bro.
Them.
I got mad. I was about to fucking like.
That was like defamation right there for sure.
Yeah, though. Widow should have sued for this shit, fool.
That was harassment.
Well, I was about to message Kim. I can't lay food on like the pasase right there. Just kidding. Just roll the clip. It's funny too. Damn, fool, hitting a wax pen or what?
On the Zaza or what?
He's gone.
It has like fucking was that shit that like the bat like the fake shit the on the wax pen like
the earwax?
Smoking earwax. No, the fucking like when it's fake, it has like what's that word?
I don't know, I don't smoke.
I don't know.
I don't smoke either, but I just know it's a word, but what the fuck? No.
Diego's experience, I think.
No,
that's like PCP.
You do like
Angel
fucking
does.
You do PP. Just kidding. No, the fucking shit on the wax, foo. Well, yeah, that's how you can tell we don't smoke. We don't even know what the fuck it's called. PCP.
Meth.
Molly.
Que no te dijimos nada, pendejo. Aquí están los mensajes.
Que los dulces que andaban vendiendo míos eran sus top sellers, los que se andaban vendiendo más.
Pues claro que se venden, güey. ¿Por qué te acercaste? Porque no vales ni verga para cantar, vales pa' pura verga, güey.
Isn't it kind of weird, though, like... So, I guess they were working on something like, yeah, Widow, this and that.
Yeah.
And then, like, this guy just, like, fucking throws some...
Like, hard. Backstab hard.
Yeah, because, yeah. Like, nah, you fucking ass at singing, like... But it's like, wait, why'd you even hit me up in the first place to call out? I mean, we know why, you know, the
yeah,
cloud,
yeah,
but...
The cloud.
I feel like he shouldn't have said that, because even... Well, you guys are going to see right now, but they ended up making out and shit. I mean, making up. And making out.
Yeah, they should send us some candies.
You get my candies, should send us candies?
Yeah.
Nah, but we got Rim Drip. Just kidding, now. Dude, that would be cool if we get a collab, like some Augusto Papa fucking Gushers or some shit.
Sheesh.
And then we get...
Then we fight.
Pinche manager. Te anda mandando a la verga hasta tu manager, güey, porque dice que ya se te subió la mierda a la cabeza, pendejo.
Última del día, bro. Yo soy de Colorado, bro. We're
from Colorado, bro. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, Widow had a gap in his teeth. Did you guys notice that? Where am I tripping?
Nah, no, let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does. I didn't know that.
I think he just overflossed.
Or he flossed with like a rope.
We don't give a fuck about money. Like
that always makes a little carita on the side face. Like he got something stuck in the gap.
Nah, that's fucked up. What is the homie now? He followed us. Where followed
hey,
us?
Where and Garbanzo followed us?
The whole team.
The whole team.
Clica. So you fuck with what or you fuck with us? Fool.
Yeah,
so
fool.
Shut the fuck up now.
If you say
clock out.
If you say some shit, we're gonna make you clock out like
yeah,
right now.
Nah, I'm playing.
Say sorry to Widow right now.
Alright, sorry, Widow.
Nah, say sorry, Widito.
Colorado no sabe ni de qué. Aquí es el Mile High, motherfucker. No sabes ni qué puto donde te metes.
Bro, why y'all gotta change for money, bro? That shit's whack ass.
Yeah, they called them out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to say fuck my candy, but
nah, they made up? Or
oh, wait, they made out after. So I guess eventually the guy was pissed. He was like, this clown, not everyone's stealing. No, not this one. No, not this one either. It's not here. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess the guy was mad because he made all these candies and then Weta was like, nah, like this and that. Also because he wanted more than 20%. He was willing to give 20%. Oh, I wish I could have asked that question, but fuck. It was 20% of $10?
Like 130.
She gave, 240, well, yeah, 240. So basically, no, 340. It's 340.
How you say?
No, 360.
Wait, 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 what?
I think he's still confused.
Wait, wait. What's 20% of $10?
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the... Best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
20? Yeah, 340. What is it then, bitch?
20 okay, so like it's, the price of this shit is $10. Mm-hmm. And 20% is going to Widow. How much is going to Widow?
calculate. Remember, carry the 9.
Carry the 9. Square root. What is it?
Pi.
What is it?
Three, one, nah, squared.
Just guess.
275.
275? You? So if like this is $10 and then Widow's getting 20% of it, how much does Widow get?
$5. Just kidding. 130.
Well, if my first answer is right, I'm gonna
bro,
be mad.
What the fuck?
Wait, what's the question again?
Okay, this is $10, right? Widow gets 20% of it.
Fool, fuck math.
Oh,
how much does he get?
$2.
Yeah, fool. What the fuck?
What the fuck? Yeah, $2. I was same shit.
No, not the same shit. How much did, what did he say? Like fucking.
He said three something.
It's like fool, $3, 3.689 and shit.
-32.
He's like pie.
You're definitely a no sabo kid.
You're no sabo.
You're no
sure.
Dude, everyone's calling you no sabo.
Some
sure.
No sabo keko merch?
Dude, they've been calling me kego.
Yeah, kego.
It's keko. K-E-K-O.
It's like caca, but with the E.
No. No.
Oh, by the way, his real name is Diego, too. Diego, but, yeah. You know, obviously there can only be one king, so.
Damn.
Citra has
so I became the king.
Clock
so
out.
So you're kego.
Kego. Nah, your whole life they've been calling kego, so.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, how did they even come up with that?
Half honestly? Of the people that actually know me. Don't know my real name. Know me.
That's sad.
Do your parents know your real name?
Obviously, fool.
They should have just put Kego like, on the birth certificate.
It's not Kego, fool. It's Gecko.
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 Kego, like Gecko. A cake stand? Yeah.
Gecko.
I don't know. Gecko. I don't know Gecko. What the king stand.
Gecko with the K, not with the C.
Yeah, with the K.
Like Caquita?
Paquita del barrio.
Paquita del barrio. Hey, a lot of people were saying that, like, if Alejandro Fernandez made a dueto with Nata, then it's only right for Paquita del Barrio to make a dueto with Ovi.
I'm down.
Rata de dos patas. Yeah!
Just kidding. What were we talking about? We got off topic so quick.
Oh, we're talking about the percentages that it wasn't enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, you think it's enough?
I don't know.
I mean, I think...
It depends. It honestly depends on how much sales.
It's because, like, I mean, quantity. I think every... It's no, like, what, $7? Because
if he would have got more, the other guy would have ended up losing.
Why?
Because he's...
Mathematician.
He puts, what, say, like...
I think this is like $7. Let's say $7.
Okay,
average,
yeah.
$7.
But to buy the wrapping, like the
sticker and all that shit, yeah.
The sticker, the container.
I think $20 is good percentage.
20% it's
good, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you guys, it depends how much sells, the quantity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, eventually,
like
adds
per.
Up, but yeah.
P E R
P R
per. So what ended up happening, Fu?
Oh, yeah, I guess they had all this beef and then they deleted it, but our fans, number one fans, the best fucking fans in the world, send it to us.
Dude, y'all like the FBI sometimes.
I know, y'all. Dude, that's just fucking crazy, bro.
I know. Dude, honestly, I get hella high when people send this shit. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, right?
Like when people like tell, like, oh my God, you replied.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're...
I tried to reply to her. I think I replied to almost every comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't reply. My TikTok's fucking acting up. So
yeah, your
like,
TikTok's dumb as fuck.
TikTok
doesn't even want us, fool.
What about if I got canceled?
Dude, oh my God. This is the dumbest shit TikTok did. We're getting off topic, but... Okay, so you know that picture where Vicente Fernandez got like a melon from the girl?
Yeah.
So they didn't take that down. That was okay, right? But there's a video that we uploaded. Obviously, follows on Instagram because TikTok takes down our shit and Instagram doesn't.
I know, there's no
but
sensitive.
TikTok pays. Just kidding. And then they took it down for like sexual assault and shit. But the girl was just grabbing like Edwin's, the fucking singer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when she was grabbing her ass?
Yeah, like getting like a
butt massage almost.
Butt massage. Yeah, and they took it down for sexual like activity and shit. Oh, but wow. don't be fucking Chenda over here getting a melon of a fucking girl. Like and that was
hand,
okay.
Some hand action.
So I was like, what the fuck?
Huh.
I think we already have a bad relationship with TikTok. They took down like six of our videos.
Six already?
Ooh, and they even suspended.
No, they took three of the same one down. Like
yeah,
over.
And like I even took off the gun. I took off the cussing. Like I took everything off. Hey, but you know what I realized from TikTok? I'm learning shit. So like, you know how we have that beep?
Yeah.
So I guess when we have that, they review it. Because you know how sometimes they have to review our shit?
Oh, yeah.
Like we uploaded a video and it got reviewed for like 2 days. And we uploaded
2 days?
Yeah, when we uploaded it, it did like bad. Oh, the Vicente Fernandez one.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't mind. Like,
it kind of sucks because like the funniest ones be really... Yeah. Like the ones getting reviewed.
We were like,
damn, this
was fucking funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And then the ones that were like not that hyped about, they do the best. Huh?
I know, yeah. That's what happens like...
But yeah, we're learning our ways through fucking TikTok.
I know. We got to fight TikTok.
They're coming after us.
Fight TikTok for us. We should like do a boycott or some shit.
Should we cancel TikTok?
Cancel Gecko and TikTok?
Cancel Gecko.
Well, yeah. Well, this is what happened, guys. Sorry for getting off
topic. Probably already canceled because...
What happened, fool? You little lost or what?
No, it hurts.
You want some Kema candy?
It's already late.
Shut up, you gotta fight right now.
People watching you right now.
Probably got out of breath already.
Sigue este wey.
Hey, este rido wey. Que pedo. Hey, hey,
wey. Yeah, that truck looks sick though.
Man,
I think you can tell it's actually like a legit company because that's him, the fool right here with the mullet. The one that's like Keiko right here. That's him, right?
That's his son.
The son of the guy?
Yeah,
maybe. Also, his dad fought the fucking weather.
Yeah.
He said, no te quiero ver, like,
so
again.
Then he had to make up with his son.
Yeah, make up. Make up or make out? What the fuck?
Make out.
Yeah, but what is a homie now? So, I guess we're defending him now. Just kidding.
I know,
yeah,
but...
we're on his back.
It was definitely, like, a weird situation. They were, like, bashing each other fucking hard.
Yeah, like, hard food, like, yeah. Fucking some...
Dude,
some
but why
Godzilla
does...
King Kong shit.
Why does everybody come after Wero? Like, first his song, then the food.
I don't know. It's just haters.
Like, I think it's just haters.
Like, well, the way we say it, like...
Well, think about it, bro.
You think they'll hate on Polo's song?
Nah, bro. Nah. I think...
The only hate he's getting, they're saying that they're copying the signal, which we'll get into that right now.
I feel
now,
like in anything that you do, people, or anything on the internet gets hate.
Yeah,
like literally us too. Like
we get some
they
hate.
Were trying to like cancel me for saying something. And then
what? They weren't trying to cancel you, but someone called it out. But the haters are like, oh, this is a fucking, I don't know. What do they say about us?
Oh,
like just saying y'all dumb as fuck. And
oh yeah,
like
when we barely started the podcast, people were like. Oh, so everyone's starting podcasts okay, now? Yeah. Like, oh, like, shit like that, you know? Like, kind of like irrelevant.
Well, everyone was
stuff.
Starting a podcast, but not everyone was starting a Takwacha podcast.
Yeah.
Chase your dreams, fuckers.
Yeah, yes, but he does get a lot of hate. Well, I mean, well, the more love you get, the more hate you get.
Yeah.
The more love you get, the more hate you get. Right?
I feel like...
Is that what I just said?
He no. Just said that.
I just said that. Clock out.
Bitch. Like me.
No, I feel like that's what happens when, like, you have something on the internet. Like, it's always going to get hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it goes both ways, you know? But I
yeah,
feel
but
like...
Yeah, but Wero does... I think out of all of them, Wero does get the most hate.
Yeah, but I feel like he's handling it well.
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, he's getting the attention and everything, so it doesn't...
Yeah, I mean, as long as he's doing what he loves, I guess.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, glad that, like... Well, at least we know, since they followed us, obviously, we kind of have an approval of, like, they're cool with our shit. Because we don't hate. We don't hate.
We fuck
around. We say jokes, but... No, we don't hate.
Yeah,
like,
we don't hate.
Our jokes that we say in here are the same jokes we say to each other. Like,
yeah, yeah. So like,
we fuck around so much that no matter where we're at.
It's just part of our
yeah.
personality.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying
yeah,
to
like,
say.
Yeah, like, we don't hate. Like, even if, like, let's just say, I'm going to be honest. Like, that song that, and I'm alone. Like, whoa, that shit stuck in my head, bro.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
We see it out of nowhere, too. Like,
yeah.
In the tell me why.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to say, like, this shit's fucking ass. This is fucking trash. Like, stop singing. I'm not going to say that. We actually said like, oh, like I think he should keep trying or some shit like that.
Yeah.
In one of the TikToks. Yeah, but we're not hating on Wero. We're not hating on any of them.
Yeah, just in case
we're not gonna
like,
hate on anybody,
anyone.
Like,
we takes
don't
it
hate.
The wrong way.
We just like
it's pura carrilla.
Yeah, like even when everything. Even when you said the no shit, like you know, obviously it's part of the entertainment too and shit like that. Mm-hmm. We're not hating. Unless you meant it. Did you mean it?
No, I didn't.
Get the fuck out.
Nah, like, I feel like some people take stuff too seriously sometimes. Yeah. And it's just like,
I'm glad that they...
We like to fuck around. Like, we don't care. Like, we fuck around. That's how our personality is.
Yeah.
Like. And then even if we see, like, comments about us, like, we find ourselves, like, laughing at it, too. Like
even at times...
Well, like that one that time, comment, bro. Yeah. That comment always sticks out to me, bro.
Yeah, there's a
time.
Comment that said, y'all mad stupid but funny as fuck. Like, I didn't even get... Well, either way, the comments don't get to me. Like, they hate comments. We barely get any hate, cause I guess, because we're a little bit smaller, but... Like, they don't get to me, but I found that funny, fool. I even screenshotted, like...
Lucky, sometimes the hate comments are the ones that bring me more joy. Because they're like, well, why are they going to...
Hate on him.
You emo or what?
Not, like, even the times when we would go to gigs and do...
Yeah.
We would even mess around with, like, the people that contract us to do
yeah,
shows.
Yeah. We literally went to Tocada... And we got so comfortable with the people, we dogpiled some fucking, like...
Oh, yeah, that was a whole fight, bro.
But, yeah, you're used to it, too. Like, I mean, it's because he was, like, really fat back then. And then, like, I guess, like...
So roast him.
So roast. No, but, like, I feel like... I don't know, like, that didn't get to you, like... By the way, we fuck around with Gecko a lot, too. I don't want you guys to think we bully him.
They bully me.
There will be times that...
They bully me.
Clock out. See, that we don't bully you, fool.
Damn, they bully me. They don't bully me.
Yeah,
they,
but, like, we fuck around with Gecko a lot, but... You know, he does the same shit to us. Like, he calls us fucking skinny sticks and all this shit.
Anorexic and shit.
Anorexic. Fucking calls, you know, all like, these really mean names to us.
I won't tolerate that.
But that's the way we get along, so. But just so you putting it out there, because I know there, some people might be like, damn, these dudes are fucked up to Gecko, but nah.
Yeah.
He's dumb.
But if you guys have seen, like, their vlogs and everything, like, that's just how we are on camera, off camera.
And
like,
off camera.
And off
camera.
We're
always the same. Just because we like fucking around. It just are so, like, we like... Mean this mother also.
Yeah, so I remember at first I was kind of like, damn, like these fools are probably gonna think we're talking shit, like Güero and all of them. Mm-hmm. But nah, at least we know. Like, I feel more agusto.
Agusto, papa. Yeah, I mean it's dope. The three tacuaches mayores, they
well, it's followers. Two now, right?
Oh, it's two.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot.
Dude, that sucks.
Let's get into it, fool.
The trio is like.
Breaking up, fool. Las tres torres. No, las tres torres. Las
tres. tacuaches mayores.
Las tres tacuaches. Las tres casas.
Nah, los tucos, no.
Damn, now it's gonna be los. Fool, if there's an application, let me join, fool. I'll fucking get a mole on the spot. Like, fucking get like a wig.
Get your eyebrow cut right.
Eyebrow cut, fool. I'll say cut every 10 seconds.
Nah, you have to say. Trade in my car.
Pa. Damn, pa. Trade in my car for a fucking mamalona. Anything true.
Hey, a Chevy. A Chevy or a...
Oh, fuck it. A Chevy or... Continue, bro.
A Chevy or...
Yeah, fucking bros and shit.
Because I know there's people out there like that are into the trucks.
Single cap?
Chevy?
Single cap?
No. Everyone goes with the single cap.
No, fuck no.
Yes.
Fuck no.
All the real tacuaches go with the single cap.
Not me, bitch.
You're not even a tacuache. You're not
a tacuache. You're like a fucking...
Ballena.
All right. Chevy or Ram?
Ram.
Just a question.
I mean, I'm not really a truck person.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
I've
I'm
seen
saying.
Really nice Chevys and I've seen some badass Rams like Jerry's.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
But that's lifted.
That's not Mamalona.
Oh, you're talking
though.
About like fucking tumbada and shit.
Like
single
to the floor, like,
oh.
Or a Ford Lightning.
Oh, those are nice.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot of those, foo.
I've seen yeah, those are nice. I actually like those.
Really?
Yeah.
Should get an RV, foo. Oh,
get an RV and
white
fucking
body
slam it.
Imagine white body and RV. Who there's people who rent U-Hauls and fucking take
do
it to
donut?
Like... Yeah, we should do that shit.
Remember that one time almost died?
Not food donuts, chill. Like donuts in the car.
Remember that one time almost died?
Why?
When I almost got hit by that car doing donuts.
Oh, we were filming the music video at...
Oh, yeah.
We were filming the music
dude,
video.
That was fucking funny as fuck. This one almost died. We were filming a music video and...
Dude, I literally went to go help them.
Yeah, so
film?
Like I was shooting a music video, right? Because I filmed. If you guys didn't know, obviously the cameras and shit. And then there was a scene. It was a music video, and we were done. But like, I guess the grupo was like kind of being too like they wanted so much clips. But I already knew in my head, I was like, I'm not gonna use them all. So he was like, dude, let's get a clip of like the trucks doing donuts, this and that. And I was tired. I was like, I'm not gonna use it. I was like, here, go ahead. I give him my gimbal, my camera, and then he went to go to a guy, and then the guy's like, yeah, like one truck will be good, right? I don't know where fool like fucking 10 trucks come.
All right, think
this
about
was just in the fucking middle.
I
like,
was in the middle, like just
and it was
one car.
There's a clip of it. I'll probably put it up right here.
It was just like one car. So I'm like, oh fucking, I don't need to worry about it. And then, like, he's drifting. The next thing you know, I hear another car fucking come
dude,
here.
Hell
like,
no.
I had, like, three cars coming at me at the same time.
You're about to get smacked, bro. Have you seen when people get smacked?
Yeah, yeah, dude. They, like, crazy. Fold into, like, a yeah, fucking
if the truck would have hit him, that truck would have been dented, fool.
Fool, I would have went flying. Like,
no, you look like the guy from Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four? Or The Rock?
Yeah,
right. He looks like the Rock, but before it turned into Rock.
The Pebble.
Fucking.
Dude, but that day, like, that shit would have been funny.
No, you would have been gone.
Was fool. Laughing instead of like...
No, Ricky was laughing, fool. I was laughing, but like I wasn't like...
He was like a up. Nervous laugh.
He looked like just like a little fucking... I don't know.
Fool,
like,
I was running. I ran through a cloud of smoke, fool.
Yeah.
Because like... Estaba rechinando las llantas. So yeah. I was like fucking just running. And you see me fucking holding his camera over protected and shit. And the car barely passes over me. I was like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
And that. I didn't even use the clips.
I know. I was mad. I like, dude, I freaking
almost
put my
died
life
those
up
clips.
For this.
Anyway, what the fuck happened with Galvancillo and...
Oh, so basically...
But why is there only two tacuaches left?
Because, fool.
He left.
Breaking up.
Fuck. The dream team is breaking him.
They had him sleeping in the tub and shit.
Yeah, so basically... Well, I mean, we don't really know what happened. We can't really say much. But just from what's out there, like... I guess there's just, like, problems between Garbanzo, and who?
Gantito.
And obviously Aldo, the company, Aldo, whatever.
The company. Let's just say the company.
The company, yeah. Because they had him, like, sleeping on the fucking the stove and shit.
When they invite you to a sleepover and don't give you a blanket.
Yeah, well, basically, obviously, they go on tour. You know, they rent, like, Airbnbs, hotels, mm-hmm. or whatever. And then, obviously, like, the big artists will get, like, the master bedroom, like, a bed, mm-hmm. something comfy. This fool will, like, sleep on the... balcony and shit, like on the rail.
On the
yeah,
roof.
Well, I mean, we don't really know, like, but Galvancillo did say, like, you know, I'm a hard person to work with, so it's kind of like,
yeah, he
did,
to
yeah,
it.
He admitted to it too, so it wasn't just like straight bashing and
true.
And then Aldo obviously replied, you know, he has to reply, make a statement, if not, he'll get hate and shit.
True.
Where like he was like,
I think you should run back those videos.
Should I put it? They're kind of yeah. long.
I just
that boy was like talking for a whole. He made like a whole movie, a whole documentary.
That boy had like a whole thesis.
We have the clips right here, so let's just, like, react to them, I guess. They're kind of long. Galvancillo you talk for, like, I don't know, a whole it? Movie. Food, like, a whole Avengers movie and shit.
Hola, mi gente. ¿Cómo andamos? Voy aquí a enterarnos. Fui a creer sus mentiras. Porque así como son de una empresa, empresarios, te mienten. Y yo sé, yo siempre dije, ah, me van a meter. Me van.
Se lo van a meter.
Well, he basically said he knew he was going to get fucked over or what?
Yeah,
basically.
What the fuck?
So what he saying?
Pues gracias a Dios no estoy tan metido, ¿verdad? Porque ya me ando culiando, ya me ando saliendo antes de que me la metan bien, ¿verdad? Y pues yo aquí alegre, arreglando mis troquitas y todo. Y muchas gracias porque me dieron la oportunidad de seguir en mi YouTube, seguir en mis trocas y todo. Yo ayer en el comentario que puse solamente... Para contestar las personas, yo hablé con el manager. Yo ni siquiera sabía.
I was like burp like every 10 seconds and shit.
Probably hungover.
Like, yeah. Y como dije, imagine like a fucking what that shit the cat a hairball.
De este pedo de está hablando esta persona, ¿verdad? Ni pedo, plebes. Yo la neta en la empresa. Fui muy difícil, lo admito. Yo soy muy difícil, muy rebelde. Muy...
Yo soy de verde.
Bien hechas, ¿verdad? Y soy así con todas las personas, con todo. Yo fui así criado, yo fui criado así en México con mi familia. No sé, mi mamá y mis papás nunca me criaron mal. Solamente pues yo soy necio y soy rebelde.
At least he admitted, you know, kind of like, oh, I'm this type of person, yep. So... You know,
respect,
¿verdad?
Humble, he's a humble guy.
Clock out.
Dormir en unos sillones en el Airbnb porque los grupos nos quitaron al güero los cuartos. No, no los quitaron, pero ellos se durmieron ahí, pues ni pedo, ¿verdad? Entonces, pues,
wait, so they had like their own rooms and then other people just slept there? Quitado.
They should have cuddled with them.
No,
have a little cuddle time.
You never know.
Probably didn't want to share some shit, huh?
Or they should have done like one bed for you guys, one bed for us.
Or like ass to ass and or dick
like
to dick.
You think if they
big spoon, small spoon.
Someone had to be the small spoon.
You think if there was like this all slept in one bed, it was like they went dick to dick or like dick up or what?
Dick, dick down, no?
Dick down.
I feel like in the middle, like dick up, you know, facing the stars, the ceiling.
And then when they probably did like six.
Probably play Star Wars.
Just kidding.
We're fucking around, guys.
¿Dónde me voy a dormir? No, pues duérmete aquí en unos sillones que se hacen cama. Y pues dije, no.
Hey, that's Loki, not bad. That's Loki, not bad. Sometimes.
That's my camas, right?
Sometimes it's even better to sleep in.
Yeah. They're pretty comfortable sometimes.
Wait, that's because you always sleep in.
You bitch.
Damn.
I always get the master bedroom.
Nah.
Where?
Oh, wait. Where? Hey, wait, what
where?
The fuck?
You get the master bedroom where?
Airbnb.
Ricky, don't.
Never.
Yeah, every time we get an Airbnb, we always fight over rooms and we all end up sleeping on the floor. That's so dumb. Every single time we get an Airbnb, now I'm getting the master bedroom. We literally have like basketball games, like FIFA games and everything. And then we just all fucking sleep like on the table in the fridge.
Know.
This was like in the fucking like.
In the toilet.
In the toilet and shit. Like his head's in there.
Yo soy uno de los. ¿Cómo se puede? Artistas. Lo que sea, yo soy parte del show, lo que sea, y pues, ¿cómo voy a dormir en un pinche sillón, verdad? Luego nos, pues ahí traían pegando flyers en las taquerías y todo.
Damn, so they basically had to promote themselves?
Nah.
Nah, I mean.
Well, if he's passing out flyers at us.
He's not passing out, bro.
He went to taquerías like, to put them up
and shit. Well, I mean, like, that's kind of cool. Like, we did that. We've done that.
Once.
It's not that bad.
I didn't.
Unless they fucking, what?
You were with us.
I know, that's why. Wait,
go check out that vlog.
Oh, yeah.
Se me hizo mal pedo, verdad, eso. Porque nosotros, según era, somos artistas y andamos ahí.
But isn't that pretty, like, cool? Like,
to do shit like that?
Putting up your own flyer for your own show. Like, fuck, I'm promoting my own. Because
having someone else do something for you the whole time is kind of, like.
Boring.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, yeah, eventually it'll get boring, like. You should have some of the fun too. You
like,
know what I mean?
You don't feel like when we put up those flyers, I'm like, fuck, that was fun. This shit was badass. Like putting up fucking flyers to promote.
I guess it's just different perspective.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, like, yeah, I guess he wanted to be treated more like a king, but he
like a god.
Like a god.
Pegando, echándole la lucha a pegar. Yo ahí hablando con. Contacto de aquí de Houston, pues eso, traemos este show, nos dejas venir aquí a tu tienda, pues para promocionar el show y a todo.
Oh, they had a call? Like, what? Personally call?
Yeah, it did sound like he said they had a personal call.
Oh, that's kind of...
Like, well, they
like open a fucking business book and look for the number.
Yellow pages and shit.
Like a
fucking Kelly Blue Book.
Like an almanac or
shit. Yeah, but they he's basically saying he had to do his own shit. Like he
that's what it sounds like.
Shows.
It does sound like that.
He will promote himself. Like basically, he will do everything himself, and they would just collect the money.
Well, obviously, they make some of the money too. That's how that works. So.
Think about it.
I
like,
guess that's work.
I would rather do my own show, like promote, like fucking go around passing around flyers. Cause think about it. Like later on, when you're older. Like, what about he has kids from there and be like, yeah, when you like, I was your age.
The cool experiences, right? Like, I want to go put flyers,
Like, dude, I put my own flyers for my own show, like.
Well, I mean, he obviously, I guess for him, he didn't like that. But
I guess he didn't like that. Like but I said,
a lot of people have their own, like,
mindset.
Way of
thinking
living
and shit,
life and shit.
Or, like, work. Maybe it wasn't in the job description.
In his resume.
In the resume.
He didn't put that in the resume.
Indeed.
I know.
Pero tal vez no cooperé en ser buena persona o lo que sea. Pero no es de cooperar, es ser no ser pendejo. No quiero crecer, siempre lo he dicho. Yo no quiero crecer por polémicas. Yo no quiero crecer que aquel güey se peleó con aquel güey, bla, 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 bla. Yo sé que vamos a hablar de este tema más adelante. Lo que sea lo que Dios quiera, yo estoy bien. Yo, como te digo, ustedes me dijeron que nos invirtieron en vuelos, en hoteles, bla, bla, bla. Le dije, ok, está bien. Pero un inversionista te invierte dinero, ¿verdad? Pues para trabajar, ¿verdad? Y todo. Y si no te fue bien en la inversión, ¿qué? ¿Nosotros por qué tenemos la culpa? Es como que yo venga a este...
Oh, I get it.
So he basically...
So, like, the investment that they made, like, he's basically saying it's like not my fault it didn't go as planned.
Mm-hmm. And he's getting charged for it. Yeah, well, he's either getting charged for it or they have to make up for that money in a different form.
That's what we're going to see right now, too, which is like 15K and shit.
Yeah, he said 15K. Yeah.
But you think, because in Aldo's video, he said that they could have charged him for more stuff.
He has a legal right to do that. Like,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
people were like, wasn't like back then, like around, they were like asking for like $1 million and shit?
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, he could do that. But obviously, Aldo was being cool with it. I mean, not cool with it. But he was being chill. Like, nah, like, just give me back what I invested in you. And mm-hmm. we'll see about that right now.
Yeah, he talks about that.
Diga, pa, voy a regalar esta troca. Voy a hacer esto. Terminando el giveaway, te lo doy. Te doy la feria.
Talking about the giveaway. If you guys haven't entered his giveaway, you should enter. He's giving away a car.
A truck?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's dope.
He should give it to us.
Me va de la chingada a mí en el giveaway. No saco nada de ganancias. O tal vez recupero algo de ganancias. Y yo vengo aquí con este pa. Le digo, pa.
Pa.
La neta me fue de la chingada en el giveaway. La neta no te puedo pagar. Te puedo dar 3,000. Y me cobró 10,000. Este güey va a decir, a mí me vale verga. A mí me vale verga. Si te fue bien o te fue mal. Yo hice mi trabajo. A mí me tienes que pagar, ¿sí o no? Así supuestamente tengo entendido que son las inversiones. No sé cómo sean las inversiones de otras personas, pero yo sí vengo con este pa y le digo, hey pa, bla 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 bla, ok, te fío el trabajo. Cuando acabes el guiso y vienes y me traes dinero, entonces.
He has a good point.
Huh?
He has a good point.
Yeah, but then again, he said that he doesn't know exactly how it works.
I know.
But he's assuming it works like that.
I feel like the typical person would think how. The typical would think that's how, you know, the business works, but in the music business is something else, which Aldo informs us on.
Yo no le traigo nada o le traigo una miseria. ¿Qué pedo? Ahí donde queda mi palabra, ¿verdad? Ahí donde queda la inversión. A él le vale verga, él es trabajador.
He's gonna like, I'm gonna talk to him, see what's up. We obviously don't know, you know, there's more shit behind.
Hell yeah, there's shit. Swear, way more
we don't stuff. Know, so obviously we can't judge or pick a side or say what's right. This is Aldo's side.
Me topé con la sorpresa de que uno de los muchachos con los que pues quisimos trabajar, el conocido Galvancillo, ¿no?
It's Garbanzo now.
Pues ya no va a formar parte aquí de la compañía porque, bueno. Todavía vamos a seguir trabajando con Polo y el Güero.
Hey, what do you think is going to happen, though? Like, there was so much hype because it was all three of them. You think there's going to be, like, going to go downfall because only honestly, two or better or the same?
Honestly, I think...
Or if Garantito...
Okay, this is...
Why are you crying?
I yawned.
Hey, this one that feels that bad for fucking...
He Calan- feels bad I know, for Garantito. Hey, he's okay, pa. He's okay, pa. Pa.
Okay, before you talk out, he's okay, pa.
Pa, todo está bien. No, I'm kidding. Don't interrupt me, Keiko. First and last time. All right. So what I think, if Polo were to not take out the song that he's going to take out, I feel like it would have ended sooner than later. But because Polo's taking out a good song, it sounds good already. That's going to give him leverage to continue and even, like, go farther with the movement that they have.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I think, personally.
Yeah, I think so, too. But cause even with Güero, like, even though, like, people might not like his song, like, he'll still get the numbers.
He's even a
hater will get give him the click. That's all he needs.
Yeah,
click.
Yeah.
So he'll be like, I fucking hate the song. Let me listen to it. Click.
As long as they play 30 seconds of the song, it counts as a stream.
Apple, so no this matter. Works for fucking Apple or some shit. Sure.
I didn't know that. I'm kidding. You're right. Either way, like this, Güero, he's an entertainer.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he's entertaining people, and that's what brings in the.
That's the his people. Job. Yeah. But you think what's his name? Fucking.
Calamacio?
Yeah. You think his? It's because I didn't want to
say pa. Say pa.
Okay.
You think pa?
You think. Pa over here,
Bo. Papi.
You think his fan base will turn against Aldo?
Oh, I mean, if they eventually say, like, let's just say that when they talk and it goes wrong, I'm pretty sure he'll start saying stuff, and then you know, obviously people be like, damn, but that's right or wrong, and then they'll be attacking. But right. I think they're gonna take it more professionally.
No,
they're
keep it behind. I mean, by the looks of the video, how the pa was talking, I feel like he's calm and he does want to do the things right. Like, he does actually want to go back to making YouTube videos and fixing his truck. It doesn't look like he's a super problematic person, which is the point where he's like,
neither does Aldo too.
It's look how he expresses himself. Like, you can tell a lot.
Ba over here just wants to fucking like live life.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure they're all still barely gonna be in their 20s, no? Or they're already older.
I don't know.
They pretty much want to fucking
20. They're probably in their 20, 21.
Yeah. But what about the age though? Like, what?
Like, they're young. They just want to be desmadrosos and fucking...
Oh, yeah.
No, that's you.
Now be, fucking, now be like, under a contract where it's, like, sleeping in a tub and fucking...
going on. In the tub, ooh, in the stove.
Oh, in the oven.
Or in the attic.
What if they had, like, his head in the microwave and then, like, the rest on, like, the sink?
Stay warm.
All right.
Let's hop in the hot water so it can stay warm. Nah, but I look takes it professional.
No, hell yeah. Hell yeah, he does.
Difíciles o personas que sean una carga en vez de sumar, pues. Entonces, hemos sido muy orgánicos. Güero nos ha pedido las cuentas. Polo no nos ha pedido cuentas ahorita, ¿no?
Wait, so they each ask for their...
The statements, yeah. They ask for them. Because you get paid and then obviously they'll be like, hey, can I check the statement? Like, just to make sure like everything's correct and shit.
And everything makes sense.
Yeah.
So how much are they really making? Like, how much does he take?
We don't know.
He's paying like about like I don't know, fool. I know. Fuck, I look like he's accountant or what?
I know.
Yes, you think I do his taxes or some shit?
Probably fucking Jovita over here.
You think they write pa?
Anyway. That was pretty funny, but no one will
get the joke. Yeah.
But us.
Yeah. I know.
But, it's an inside joke.
Yeah. What the fuck? You think I fucking do past taxes or what?
Oh, ya les mandamos sus cuentas, ¿no? De cuánto es lo que se ha gastado, cuánto se ha invertido, etc. Ya se les explicamos el modelo para recuperar pues el dinero, ¿no? Para cuando uno invierte, ¿no? Pues tienes que tener tu ganancia y recuperación, etc. ¿No? Así funcionan los negocios. Entonces, a mí, independientemente y personalmente, yo pues como dueño de Gatkin Records, se me hizo...
What? Wait, what's this?
God King Records.
God King?
Yes.
You mean fucking stop the video just to say that?
I know. Just listen.
I didn't know what they were called.
Just kidding. Yeah, it's cool.
Muy mal un comentario que subió este muchachito, pues, inexperto. No sabe de negocios. Tengo que pagar 15,000. Para empezar, si vas a publicar algo, tienes que utilizar las palabras adecuadas y precisas. No es pagar 15,000 porque no te estamos cobrando una multa. Es un reembolso del dinero.
Oh, they give him 10,000 up front?
Yeah.
That's really not a lot, to be honest.
Signing bonus?
Yeah, signing bonus. It depends, yeah. A record label could do that at the beginning or at the end of the contract.
Todo eso, entonces, obviamente,
did he pay for their
clothes como empresario, inviertes no para recuperar tu dinero, sino para ganar. De modo que, pues nosotros lo más fácil, no te estamos cobrando ahorita, no me hace falta, bro, que me pagues ahorita, el dinero, pues, o sea, eso lo vemos ahí en las cuentas, no sé, la compañía se va a encargar, no sé. Pero no trates de hacer escándalo, bro, de cosas que no son así. Porque cualquier empresario o cualquier otra empresa, bro, yo me pongo de lado como de artista, ¿no? Pero también me tengo que poner en el punto de vista... Cualquier otro vato, güey, te dice, ¿sabes qué? Te doy tu liberación, pero, ok, invertimos 15,000, dame $100,000 para darte tu liberación. Que muchos lo hacen, hasta un millón de dólares piden.
That's crazy, fool.
I know.
Imagine being stuck and then I look could be like a dick and be like, nah, give me like 100K and shit. And he's just fucked forever.
Well, didn't that happen on Nata too?
Oh, yeah, I heard that Jimmy had to pay like a shitload, like,
to get him out.
Yeah, like some fucking dumbass amount.
Fuck.
But Aldo's being cool. He's like, oh, no, I just want 15K.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's going to go good for both of them.
Like, there won't be a huge problem because, you know.
Well, you think he did that because he really didn't he didn't really invest a lot in him?
In blankets and shit?
Huh?
In blankets and, like,
beds? And,
Because he really didn't release music.
Well, I mean, they're not...
That wasn't
there for
his
music,
point.
Yeah.
That wasn't
they're there
point.
For, like, entertainment shit.
Yeah.
They're doing like music as extra, but...
The next Pirata de Culiacán?
Who are you, like, Pirata de Culiacán, fool?
Like, Güero from Colorado.
Right, should we have a clock on an hour?
Cut the shit out, bitch.
Nah, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. That shit was dope.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
Entonces, no tienes que pagar 15 mil. Nos tienes que reembolsar las cuentas. No decía exactamente son...
So that's how much they invested in this fool, 15K.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, what the fuck? Well, the 10K upfront count, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So basically just 5,000 that they like the vuelos and clothes. And
yeah. I mean, I honestly don't know how it works, but
yeah, me either.
It looks like they're trying to do things the right way to, you know, avoid as much problems as they can.
Well, Aldo's basically saying he just wants what they invested in him. Like,
yeah.
He could ask for more if he wants, but...
15,000, no he visto las cuentas yo. Pero tienes que reembolsar nomás lo que se te dio, porque pues no funcionó, lo más fácil es, ¿no? Nomás regresanos el dinero, es todo. Ese es el mejor deal que puedes agarrar y es lo más fácil, o sea, pides prestado o como sea, una inversión, bro, te
damn.
Puedo cobrar un...
Well, yeah, 15K, I mean, he's gonna have to give that 15K, he's gonna have to sell that truck, fool.
That's why he's just giving it away.
Or he could just make like a bunch of TikToks just saying, bah, bah.
Huh.
You think they get paid on TikTok?
I don't know.
TikTok doesn't pay good, to be honest, bro. Like, we get, like, a little bit.
Yeah. But, I mean...
But they get to the million. But that, yeah. If they get to the million, I'm assuming that's, like... If you get paid on TikTok, you should know how much it is, but...
True.
It's really not a lot.
It's not a lot. YouTube pays more, no?
Yeah, YouTube pays more.
But, I mean, who knows? Let's see how they do it. You know, hopefully things go...
Damn.
Like, well for both of them, you know?
I hope to have them one day on the podcast. Maybe it will happen. Maybe it won't.
I know.
Maybe
I
it will. Maybe it will.
We'll get the full detail. You got something in your eye?
It's entertainment purposes only.
Well, yeah, guys. Thanks for watching to the end of the podcast. Some people do want us to make it longer. Let's do another hour. All right, so... But yeah, stay tuned for the merch. Something cool's gonna happen soon. Collabs really soon. She got something in my eye. Just kidding. Oh yeah, and yeah, just wait for it.
Dude, the next podcast we have.
Thanks, hi.
My voice is good.
Hey, you know, some people actually catch that your voice cracks?
It didn't crack.
It did.
It did.
No.
Why does your voice always crack, fool?
Like, dude, what? I don't know, but it just
you have like cracks. A whistle in here or some shit.
Imagine I do.
And my voice cracks like rarely. I feel like I've never heard your voice crack.
His?
Jason's, yeah.
Dude, his cracks more than mine.
No, nah, nah. Dude, you're like some next level, like giggle dude, crack and shit.
I know. Mine would crack like every other sentence.
Sentence.
Fuck you.
Every sentence?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not going to cut out that part where you said some dumbass shit. Well, yeah, guys, don't forget to listen to us on Spotify, iTunes. Rate us a 5-star. Yeah. We have like 34 reviews. That's cool. They're all 5-stars.
That's right, guys. You guys are the best. Thank you for supporting.
The best.
We're going to try to reply to all of you guys.
Thanks for sending us all of that stuff, too.
Hell yeah.
Send us ideas, merch ideas, too. Let us know if you guys want to see fucking Clog Out Keiko, Cancel Keiko merch, too. Like,
or No Sabo Keiko.
Or No Sabo Keiko. Some pa merch. Shame we'll get sued. We take out pa. Shame. Well, yeah, guys. Thanks for watching to the end. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Don't forget to rate us 5-stars. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, on TikTok.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.